Welcome to Get a Life, Balanced, where we share real tips about how to make, not find, time for those you love and those you don't, oh, and yourself. So let's welcome your host, author and speaker, Cheryl Nicholson.
Hi, this is Cheryl, and I am so excited to share with you this podcast today because we're going to talk about the importance of holding HTCs. You know, in our hustle bustle life, communication will inevitably break down. Holding HTCs will give you a chance to reconnect and discuss solutions to problems, allowing everyone to participate. Now, what's a HTC? Well, HTC stands for Kitchen Table Conference. And the rule is everybody has to show up with paper and pencil because there's a challenge in front of us and we're going to look for solutions. So instead of having situations build up, you know, maybe the kids aren't cleaning their room and it looks like a bomb went off in that bedroom. Maybe the trash hasn't been taken out and you're starting to nag about it. Whatever it's going on and you need to fix it, tweak it, make it better, you're going to hold a HTC. Now let's listen to our sponsor, and when you get back on the other side, we'll talk about all the tools I've created for you to use at a HTC. See you on the other side.
Hi, my name is Joy. Have you ever thought about owning a home in sunny Florida? I'd be happy to show you some great homes or condos in the Tampa Bay or Clearwater areas that are close to or on our beautiful beaches and convenient to great shopping and spectacular restaurants. How would you feel if you were able to watch dolphins jump or view magnificent sunsets from your patio or balcony or enjoy some challenging golf courses in Tampa, Palm Harbor, or Tarpon Springs? If that sounds great to you, visit my website at findtampabayrealty.com or email me at joy@findtampabayrealty.com. Whether you want to be a part-time or full-time resident, or maybe you're an investor who seeks a great deal, I can help. Contact me for more information. Connecting buyers and sellers with joy.
Welcome back. I am so excited about showing you how to use HTCs. Again, HTCs are kitchen table conferences. Now, we're going to talk about different tools that you can use. On this podcast, we're going to talk about an expectation sheet. We're also going to talk about the Zitch list and the bullfight problem solving formula. Now, just for those of you who like to work ahead, don't forget we have an entire community of people who are interested in life balance strategies. And we have a Facebook page, a LinkedIn community. All you have to Google is getalifebalanced.com. But also remember, we have these forms on the website. So you can certainly go to getalifebalanced.com, click on forms, and on that page, you will find the Zitch list with instructions on how to use it, the bullfight with instructions on how to use it. And today, when we talk about the expectation sheet, you'll find it there too. You know, I held a HTC when I married a 40-year-old bachelor. Now, what's really cool about this is when he married, he was traveling all over the place. And here he is, he married a woman with four kids. So you think our expectations were different for each other? Absolutely. This man had never been married before. He was used to giving all of his financial information over to his mom, and she would pay his bills because he traveled and he was never home. So she made sure she became his little personal accountant. He had a maid that would come in twice a month because he was hardly ever home to clean his house. So now he moved from a one-person household to a six-person household. Do you think we may have had some issues? Absolutely. So instead of that kind of thing festering, holding a HTC clears it in the air. It's absolutely objective, and it's also solution-focused. And you know me, I'm all about getting to results. So how do you use this expectation sheet? First of all, you get a piece of paper, and at the top of it, you write what I expect from you as a partner. You know, when you're newlywed, you're so excited about the challenge of being one with this person that you throw in all kinds of things you think you want to expect from your spouse. This is a really good tool too for those of you who are single and even contemplating getting married. I was watching that cute little show, 19 Kids and Counting, the other day, and I loved watching the build-up for the wedding when they got married. And what I loved about that is, actually, that was not the show. It wasn't the show. It was the Roloff Farm. I love those two shows, but it was the Roloffs and how he was getting married. And for years, they talked about expectations of their marriage. And they had developed their own sort of like mini rules about, not really rules, but expectations on what they could expect out of their marriage. And what I loved about it at just before the wedding was that the bride-to-be said it wasn't about the dress, it was about the marriage and setting a foundation so that they were excited about building this marriage together. It's a great tool. Listen, when my mom was a first-time mommy, don't you know her expectations were different than 40 years later when she got MS and was confined to a wheelchair? What she expected from her husband was completely different. What he would have expected from his wife was completely different. And nobody has a crystal ball. So many of us go through life thinking that other people can figure out what we need or want. Hey, there is no crystal ball. You've got to be able to talk about it. Now, I know you're going to find this hard to believe, but some of you are like me and you suffer from foot and mouth disease, or you have this certain kind of short tone of voice where you may offend someone, not intentionally. You just think you're getting to the result. You're just being direct. You're just telling it like it is. But that can really offend some people. So this is where having a piece of paper and a pencil really comes in handy, because there is no tone of voice. There's nothing to hear. It's to read. So this is a great tool when you need to say some things that you may have trouble saying. Write them down. So here, this expectation sheet is great. Now, you do this independently. In other words, you get your paper and pencil and write down what I expect from you is. And whether it's your child, whoever it is that you want to solve this problem with, also gets a piece of paper and writes down what I expect from you is. And you go in separate rooms. Then the fun comes is when you meet up at the kitchen table and you trade the papers and you read from each other's list. This is where communication and compromising skills really come in handy. So I remember my bachelor husband saying, nope, this isn't going to happen. This I can do. This I'll try. You know, as the marriage changes, so do expectations. So it's great when you can openly talk about what can you do, what can't you do.
Hi, this is Jody, the relationship stylist. All relationships have to start with you. People are attracted to positive and happy moods. And if you struggle with that, I have a great resource for you on 5 ways to improve and maintain your mood. You can do that by opting in and heading on over to the resource tab at www.jodyagard.com. That's www.jodyagard.com.
Welcome back. You know, I love my case studies from my audiences. A lot of these ideas, not only have I shared with my audiences worldwide when I'm speaking on this topic, but also they give me their stories and allow me to share those. So let me share one with you. I met this wonderful man, Tim, in one of my audiences who came up during the break to tell me how he does his expectation sheet. He told me that every year he and his wife goes away on a weekend trip, purposely in a non-tourist area to prohibit any distractions. They're not at Disneyland. They're not at, Flags Over Georgia or whatever. That oftentimes it's in a beautiful cabin up somewhere in the mountains, or it may be on the beach somewhere, but that's not the purpose of the vacation. It's not a vacation for play. It's a vacation to support and improve their relationship. They do this every year. They spend that trip talking about, well, honey, how did we perform this year as a family? Did they meet each other's expectations? Where could they have improved? Where did they want to be financially in this relationship? Where did they want to be emotionally? How were they doing sexually and spiritually? What was their best memory of the year? What would they like to see repeated and never repeated? What do you think about that couple? You think they've beaten the odds against divorce? Absolutely. And you know, it was wonderful to listen and watch him speak about that, because you could see the joy, the passion, and the commitment in his voice when he talked about how much he valued building that relationship. Now, don't get me wrong. They also go on fun vacations and play, and they build new memories, and they take their kids with them. But those are separate and apart from this once a year SWAP retreat. Now, what does SWAP stand for? Strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and possibilities. So, hey, listen, don't let things build. If you're not happy with something that's going on in your relationship, if you're not happy with the way things are going at work, if you're not happy with things that are going on at home, hold a KTC. Yes, you can do this at work. You can have expectation sheets written with your boss or a team member. Maybe, here's the other thing you have to remember. Maybe you and they need to recognize there is no such thing as a crystal ball. Stop guessing what the problem is. Take the time to openly communicate and find out, how can we get better? That's all life balance is taking out those valleys and turning them into peaks or high spots in your life. You've got so many tools. I know you'll love a KTC. I'll see you at the next podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget, sign up at the community on Facebook, Get a Life Balanced. We've got a LinkedIn group, Get a Life Balanced. We have a YouTube channel, Get a Life Balanced, and our main website. You can also, if you have an upcoming event and you need someone like myself to come and speak at a convention, just give us a call at 727-678-6707. And the training site is Cheryl, Sheryl.com. Listen, I appreciate you all so much. And thank you for always sharing your comments and sending me emails. I appreciate you. See you on the next podcast. Bye.